At one time or another, it is bound to happen. So today on Bridges, we're going to talk about solving conflict on the home front. I'm Monica Schmelter, and I'm glad that you could join us for Bridges today, where we bring you hope for the journey. And today we're going to be talking about solving conflict on the home front. And my good, dear friend Adonis Lindsay is here with me to talk about that. And Adonis, I know you're a dad, a husband, a pastor, so you know a little bit about
Yeah. It escapes no one, Monica.
That's right. It doesn't matter how Christian you are, right?
It does not. It does not. I feel like even that's when the it's more,
yep.
You know, to try to divide you and try to bring a lot of chaos and havoc into the family.
Yeah.
And, you know, one of the things, just when you mentioned this topic to me, I'm like, man, that is so much needed today.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of families, young families, and you look at the way our world is going and you kind of just think, you know, internally, what do I want my family to look like,
that's
even
right.
beyond my years? What do I want my kids to carry on beyond my years when God checks me out of here,
mm-hmm.
you know? And so if I could share this scripture,
absolutely.
I believe this is like the foundation of what God has given me. But it's a familiar passage of scripture, but it's where Joshua, in Joshua chapter 24, he kind of takes the children of Israel on this quick history lesson.
Mm-hmm.
And to make it plain, he said, you know, guys, when we turned our backs on God, a lot of bad stuff happened to us. But then, you know, we'd have somebody put in place and then they would point us to God.
Mm-hmm.
And we kind of went back and forth, you know.
Yes.
There were seasons where we abandoned God and we see what happened. But then we'd get our act together and we went to God. But then we would turn back on God. It kind of just
right.
back and forth. And I think Joshua got sick and tired of it.
Mm-hmm.
And he has this front porch meeting and he stands out talking to all of God's people. He's got his family with him. And he says this in Joshua chapter 24. He says, if it seems evil to you to serve the Lord, choose for yourselves this day whom you will serve,
yes.
whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the river or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord.
Yes.
And Joshua just put it out there. He wasn't trying to manipulate anybody. He was like, you've got to make your own choice.
That's right.
You do whatever you
mm-hmm.
want to do with your family. He goes, but as for me and my house, we're going to serve the
That's
Lord.
Right.
And I think, Monica, as we move through family dynamics and different stages, we have to see God, what does that look like for my
That's right.
house.
Because that's all that God has given us responsibility for,
that is it.
Right?
That is it.
You look at the culture today and the crazy talk and the
yeah.
stupid stuff. Okay, and so all of that is crazy, stupid, sinful, whatever. But God didn't put me in charge of all of that.
No.
Right?
No, He did not.
Right? As moms
yeah.
and dads and husbands and wives, we can make that declaration like Joshua did.
Mm-hmm.
But for us, for our house, this is what we're going
this
to do.
This is what we're going to do. And chances are it's going to look different than what
yes.
your neighbor's doing,
mm-hmm.
what your kids' friends are doing, all this stuff. And so it is. The other day it was so funny. Me and Heather were having this conversation. And I just, out of my mouth, it's like, man, parenting is tough. You know, like, I'm not sure I like this parenting stuff,
mm-hmm.
but it's an ongoing thing.
Yes, it is.
And it's constantly navigating when you see something that could be detrimental to the family, not immediately, but long term.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to correct it.
That's right.
You know, you have
mm-hmm.
to call it out and you have to put your family in the forefront of everything. And if this can deplete the family or weaken the family, is that a good thing for us to be involved in?
That's right.
You know, and so you may come across as somebody who, oh, you're an extremist.
Mm-hmm.
You're taking it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know what? If following Christ is extreme, call me an extremist.
Amen. That's right.
But I'm going to do what's good for me and my house,
right.
you know. And then conflict comes in, Monica, when you have to get on the same page.
Yep.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Right, because we can't expect that our children are always going to agree with us.
Yeah.
You talk about even solving conflict on the home front, and you said, well, it might look different for different families.
Yeah.
So there's pressure even for that.
Oh, yes.
Right? Like, kids are like, but that's not what so-and-so in the church, like, that's not what they're doing.
We
so there's
that
pressure.
All the time.
Yeah.
All the time right there, Monica. And it's like, you know, and I go back to husband and wife, spouse. You know, it's so important to be on the same page.
Yeah.
And we can't just assume that we're going to be on the same page.
That's right.
Different upbringings, you know, and that's the thing about marriage. Okay? You and your spouse, two different upbringings, mm-hmm. two different cultures raised mm-hmm. y'all. And now that's coming together, and you got to figure out what does that look like mm-hmm. for you and your family moving forward. And so there's been times where I wanted to do one thing and then Heather wanted to do something different. And then it's like, okay, we got to put the brakes on and let's get on the same page.
That's right.
And so we can have the blessing of God as we navigate our family.
That's right.
You know, and a lot of times, you know, I tell people how to really handle the conflict is, you know, you can't be the dominant one. And that is like, you know, sometimes when I'm guilty of that, Monica, you know, I never throw the God card, but, you know, I'm always like, well, I feel like we should. But then God really convicted me. And it's like, you know, and I'm working on that. It's like, because you're so passionate about your family, mm-hmm. but it's like, you've got to say, well, this is my thought, and allow your spouse to give their
That's
thought
right.
as well. Because if you don't, that conflict is going to stay right there.
Right. And you can't bring your children into unity if
yes,
the husband and the wife
exactly,
aren't.
Exactly.
And I think both parties, husband and wife, need to feel heard,
yes,
accepted,
yes,
and understood.
Yes.
Even at the end of the conversation, Adonis, if you're just like, well, I just don't see it that way, you need to listen to your wife,
yes.
Heather. I need my husband to listen
yes,
to what I
yes.
have to say and not think he knows immediately
exactly.
what we need to do. Like, he
exactly.
needs to listen to what I have
yeah.
to say and give that some thought.
Yes, yes. Because I, once again, I'm guilty of that. It's like we get so tunnel
mm-hmm.
vision.
Sure.
Because we feel like, you know, I'm the protector of my family, and mm-hmm. I want this. And we have to listen, and we have to take everybody into account of
yes.
what they think. You know, my kids are at the age of 12 and 10. They're not adults, but I have to at least listen
That's right.
to them.
Well, and even if you have to say Grace and Carrington no.
Yeah.
At least if they feel heard.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
That helps them to feel valued and to feel accepted, even if you have to say no.
Exactly.
And I think communicating quickly mm-hmm. was one of the things.
Yeah, and that's the thing, you know, sometimes, and I think this is where the enemy can come in.
Mm-hmm.
Because if the enemy can get us to shut down
yeah.
and not communicate, mm-hmm. then he's got us, Monica,
yep.
you know. He's convinced us that, okay, they don't care because they don't listen to you anyway. So just keep it all bottled up on the inside.
Right.
And then the longer that stays bottled up, then it's just those little things cause you to explode.
Yes. And so that's one of the things that we talk about, solving conflict on the home front.
Yeah.
Many times it's these little small things.
Mm-hmm.
Because we've kept the larger things bottled up.
Yeah.
And there
yeah.
are many times, Adonis, I can look at my own behavior and see that I thought, well, it's not going to do me any good to say anything.
Yeah.
So I think that I don't say anything, right?
Yeah.
But it comes up later.
It's going to come out. It's coming out.
It doesn't
and you can't stop
escape
it.
Us, no.
You can't stop. It's going to come.
That's right.
Because it's bottled up. It's
yes.
like, boom.
It's that pressure, right?
Yeah.
You know, the container can only take this much.
Exactly.
And some of you are struggling with that right now, and you're like, we need help. Well, one of the things is just to communicate quickly.
Yeah.
Don't let things add up over time. That is destructive for marriages, for children. Like, right, parents will give in to their kids and give in, and then one day everything is like, no, no, no. And the kid is like, what?
They don't understand it. Yeah. And so.
What?
And you want to feel too, because I think, you know, I come across a lot of parents that, myself included, you know, you don't want to be the bad guy, but you have to.
Exactly.
That's just where we are. Trust me. Okay. I told my 12-year-old one time, I said, I'm not your friend.
That's right.
I said, I'm a grown man. I'm not looking for a 12-year-old friend.
Nope.
That's weird.
Nope. It's so weird.
I said, that's weird in today's society.
That's weird.
I said, mm-hmm. But I'm your dad. I'm your
that's
father.
Right.
You know?
That's right.
And you don't have to be afraid of me, but you need to know I'm not your friend. You don't come in like, what's up, bro? No, we don't
exactly.
roll like that.
Like, it's not like all familiar that, right? There's still parent and child.
Yes.
You know, and even like our son is an adult. He's an adult child, but we're still the parents.
You're still the parent.
And you can be more friends when you get to that age, but there's still that line of respect and of understanding. And I think parents really need to hear today, you don't have to be your kid's friend.
You don't.
You're not even supposed to be.
You're not supposed to be. And, you know, I think, you know, there's an era where I want to be the cool dad and the cool mom. What does that even mean? Mm-hmm. Really, it means you want your kids to like you and you want all their friends to like you.
Yep.
You know, but here's reality. Reality check. Mm-hmm. When you're really stepping in there and you are training up a child. Mm-hmm. And the way they should go.
Sorry.
And I don't just take that scripture for my kids, Monica. I take that when their friends come over.
Yep.
I'm in training mode.
Mm-hmm.
Because it takes you 5 minutes to figure out which kids are parented and which kids are not.
Absolutely.
And that's no disrespect towards their parents because I don't know their story.
That's right.
I just see that as these kids are in my home. I've got a responsibility. Mm-hmm. When I see something that could jack their future up,
that's right.
I've got to call that out.
Mm-hmm. Because I think you just said that you talk about their future. It's not just today.
It's not just being friends today. Yeah.
We've got all these days yet to come.
Yes.
And if we're not doing right today, these days yet to come will be marred.
Yeah.
They will be awful.
Exactly. And this is a generation too, Monica. It's not like when you and I were that age. And it's like the simplest little things. It's like the other day, you know, our house is the house where all the kids would come. And they played like baseball in the yard. And we love that because we know where our kids are.
That's right. That's right.
But I came home one day and I noticed like all this trash is out here. Like, no, boys, y'all come here. Like, and I remember Heather was like, oh, no, there's... I'm like, no. I don't mind them being here. But if I don't teach them to pick trash up, they're going to go through life thinking that's normal.
Absolutely.
And so I did it in a nice way. I didn't yell at them. I said, boys, I don't mind y'all being here playing at my house, but you cannot leave trash all over here. Mm-hmm. And I stay on them with that. And then they get it when they start correcting each other.
That's right. Because they know you just drew the line.
So you've broken through, mm-hmm. and you're training them in the way they should go.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
And so I just think you have to be that person that, you know, if you care, and for lack of a better term, if you care about a 10-year-old's opinion of you, then something's wrong with you.
Exactly.
Something's out of balance with you.
You need affirmation all the wrong
ways.
So stop that, right? Because they need parents. They need good examples.
They need guardians. They need people to point them in the right direction for their future, you know?
Because the future's coming quicker than
we think.
Yeah,
and it's the little things, you know? So all that's no. It's the little things. Yeah. Jesus said it's the little foxes that spoil the vine.
Yeah.
And when we let the little things slide, that's when big trouble is waiting on them down the
road. That's right.
We've got to stay on it.
Well, we've got to take a break.
Okay.
We want you to stay with us. We'll be back. We'll continue to talk about solving conflict on the home front right here on Bridges in just a moment.
Don't miss another episode of Bridges. Subscribe to our YouTube channel today where you can find all of Monica's latest teachings. Just visit youtube.com, search Monica Schmelter, and click subscribe. Once subscribed, click the bell icon to get notified when a new episode is available. Thanks for watching Bridges.
If you want to grow your faith and understand God's Word more fully, then MonicaSchmelter.com might be just the place for you. You'll find all of Monica's teachings on demand, complete with online extras. Get started today, because truth changes everything.
If you are just joining us today on Bridges, we are talking about solving conflict on the home front, and we're having all kinds of fun, aren't we? So we've established, right, that children need parents.
They need parents. They need guidance. And strong guidance.
That's right. And if parents are needing affirmation from their 10-year-olds, we're suggesting counseling
off.
or something like that.
We got to turn that around quickly.
So we all, you know, we've talked about really husband and wife, staying on the same page, being unified front, right? And so you've got a story, the iron story.
Yeah, that's, you know, it's, and I go back to, you know, as men, sometimes we are, you know, carry some pride and we don't want to communicate when something has hurt us or made us feel like, okay, you don't respect me, or there's no, you know, affirmation there. And I think we've got to be quick to communicate that. Because if we don't, once again, that's when the enemy really has our lunch. It eats us, and before long, it's like he'll have you looking elsewhere. That's just reality, Monica. Yeah. You know, that's his plan. You know, so I remember when we first got married, my wife and I, you know, we just got back from our honeymoon, and we were going through all the boxes. Because all of her stuff was in storage and we brought it to my apartment and just kind of going to one bedroom apartment. Mm-hmm. So it was real small, and going through all her boxes. And I remember I opened up one box and I looked, and there was an iron in the box. And all I said, Monica, was, oh, praise God, now we got two irons. You know? I got one. That's all I said, you know. Praise God, we got two irons now, you know. And she was like, well, that's silly. This apartment's too small to have two irons. And that's all she said. But what I heard was, okay, you're so stupid. You don't realize this apartment. Mm. And I'm thinking, man, I didn't marry the wrong person, you know. So I'm walking around this. I'm mad, Monica. It's like, oh, Lord, you know, the honeymoon was great, but now this is you.
Yeah.
This is you.
Yeah.
You didn't come out. Mm-hmm. Two irons, you know. You're going to make a big deal out of two irons, you know. Mm-hmm. I've got a bathroom closet. Two irons can fit. She was just adamant, no, we're not keeping the iron. So I got rid of it, you know, Monica. So finally, you know, after a few days, it's like, hey, you know, because it's like, I can't feel this way about my wife. You know, I can't. I need to let her know that you hurt me. And there's nothing wrong with that. If you're a guy, there's nothing wrong with communicating to your spouse, hey, what you said, this is how that made me feel. Yeah. And that's the way I approached Heather. I said, now, a couple of days ago when you said that, this is how I felt. And it opened up dialogue and conversation, you know, for us to talk about that. And she was like, well, that's not what I meant. And I'm like, well, you could have said it different, you know. So we kind of went back and forth, because you have to learn how to talk to one another.
That's the whole thing. You really, how much you love each other and you know that this relationship is of God, you have to learn how one another communicates.
Exactly.
As I'm sure Heather didn't mean it that
way. She didn't.
She was just looking at it logically and practically, like, we don't need two irons. Let's get rid of one. But you felt badly about that.
Yeah, because it's like I was excited. Really,
I'm
excited about something. Small little iron. Mm-hmm. But I'm thinking in my mind, but yet we can bring your Dalmatian dog into the apartment, and this dog is bigger than both of us.
Yeah, and that's exactly how we think, right?
Yes.
Another example pops in our head.
Exactly.
And this is where there's conflict on the home front.
Back and forth. Yeah.
Because we have these thoughts that aren't even necessarily connected.
Exactly.
The Dalmatian has nothing to do with the iron.
Nothing.
But of course, it was the first thing that you thought.
That popped up.
Because it wasn't your Dalmatian.
Exactly. So we're there, and we get all that straightened out, Monica, and then we go on. You know, of course, I was working at a church then, and probably like a year later, we're doing this event, and they order these tablecloths at the church, and so they came in boxes. They were all wrinkled, so we had to call people. Hey, can y'all? You have an iron you can bring up. And so Heather took our iron up there, our one iron up there. And so, you know, about an hour later, she calls me and she goes, hey, can you go to Walmart and get us another iron because our iron burned up? And I'm like, if you would have let me keep that one iron over a year ago, we wouldn't be wasting our money right now going to Walmart to buy an iron. So I just had to throw that in.
Of course you did. Of course you did. And what's good is that you're laughing about it.
Yes, right? Absolutely.
And I think that's part of solving conflict in the home front is realizing that some of these things that seem so important to us, there's a comedic value to some of them, right? It's really not about the $20 or whatever it is at Walmart. It's wanting to be heard and be understood.
Exactly.
And I think that so much of solving conflict
right
on the home front
exactly.
is just listening and understanding.
And you got to talk about it. You got to find some time to where both of you are alert. Mm-hmm. And you got time, maybe the kids are not around, but you can really talk about it.
Yeah, and I think that you said something right there that's so important when you're both alert.
Yeah.
Like, my husband really prefers to talk about things in the morning. I really prefer not to. I want to go to work. Like, I've got this to do.
Yeah.
I prefer to talk after work. But we have to come,
we have to solve that conflict. Yeah.
Like, okay, Joe and Monica, what is a good time where we can both be fully present and think about this? You know, whether you're empty nesters or you've still got kids on the home front.
You have to.
It all has to be talked about.
Mm-hmm. It's like a meeting. Mm-hmm. At the end of the day, that's like your family is you. That's your business. That's your livelihood. That's everything.
Yes.
And so if it's important, you'll schedule that time to where you can focus on that, you know, and you have to understand too, when your emotions get out of control, because sometimes I want to talk about stuff at night and Heather's falling asleep. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, did you hear me? Wake up. Did you hear me? Yeah.
Right.
You know, and it's like, that's not going to do any good right there.
It's not.
But it's finding that good time because you believe in your marriage, you believe in your family. So it should be a time where you can give it your all.
100%.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Just like when we're dating and trying to make that good impression, getting to know someone.
You're clear in your schedule.
Oh, you know that's right. We could talk in the morning, we could talk in the evening, but it's like solving conflict on the home front really means listening and negotiating and valuing everybody's opinion.
Yes.
There's just... Because we're really never arguing about an iron.
No, absolutely not. We're not, you know. And I even look at that, you know, as when we're talking to our kids about something, you know. And it's like they would see something, because that's not a big deal, or, you know. But as a parent, it's like I truly believe there's some things that you're not supposed to let them figure out on their own.
That's right.
You're supposed to give them some.
Young to
yes, you're
that
supposed
out.
To give them some heads up with that.
That's right.
And so I do that with my kids. You know, when it comes to if I see them hanging out with somebody, and I'm looking at that person, not judging them, but I know, okay, that's not a good influence.
Right.
So I'll pull my kids in. Hey, you know, that person's not probably the best influence for you, or you know, behavior. I'm like, whoever you hang out with, you get associated with that.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember my son, this was a couple of years ago, it was one kid I saw him hanging out with, and I just knew, okay, that's not a good one. But what I did not want to do is to destroy, because it's that balance and that fine line. Because I want my kids to grow up being a light to everybody.
Amen.
And when they see somebody going the wrong direction, that they can initiate conversation, okay? But by then, they're strong enough.
That's right.
They're wise enough to not get sucked into the bad behavior.
Mm-hmm.
But I would tell my son, hey, that kid, you got to watch, you know? He's like, Dad, why are you always, you know, on him and on? I'm like, just trust me, son, you know? And then, you know, so I planted some thoughts as far as, hey, you need to watch his behavior, watch what other kids say about him, watch what school teachers think about it, you know? And so then I backed off, but I gave my son those parameters. And so it wasn't long after that, my son came back up, Dad, you're right. That, you know, he's not a good influence, you know? He's always in trouble at school. And I overheard some of the teachers say something. But he was able to get that on his own.
Right, but you planted the seed.
Yes,
because
yes.
The thing is, children are too young, to figure it all out on
you
themselves.
Can't. That's where I'm at. And that's the kind of parent that I am, Monica. It's like, when I see an injustice, I want to fix it, And it's like my daughter, sometimes with her girlfriends, and you're a woman, you probably could testify to this. It's like girls, they just always this drama. That's just what it is, But I'm wanting to fix it. Like, hey, wait a minute, that's right. Not how you treat people, and that's not how you right. do things. But I model that. Because I want my kids to know
that's right.
That's not how you do things.
That's right.
You
because
know?
That's how you parent. That's how you solve
yes.
conflict on the home
yes.
front. Is you point things out. We're proactive.
You have
we just
to.
Don't react.
We're like that. And I remember there's one time. This was the dad in me because I've raised my kids. It's like, hey, don't ever let anybody push. Run you over. Don't ever start a fight, but if you have to defend yourself, like, daddy got your back. I'll come talk to the teacher. I'll do whatever you have to do. And I remember, this was so funny, talking about husband and wife being on the same page. I remember I went on a trip somewhere, and I just got to the hotel, called home, checked in, and Heather was like, your daughter's in trouble. Like Heather, you've met Heather. Now you know she's real soft-spoken, but for her, when she's mad, it's like, whoa, okay. She goes, your daughter's in trouble. Yeah, she called her my daughter,
Of course, because she's in trouble.
I says, okay, so what happened? She goes, well, she pushed one of her friends down. And the first thing out of my mouth was, well, what did the girl do? And I think Heather almost hung up on me, but it was like, that's beside the point.
Right,
I'm like, well, in my mind, I'm thinking that girl had to do something for Carrie to push her down. So we went through it. And so she kind of told me, but she was like, that's beside the point. Because, I think the Carrington told the girl not to mess with some of her stuff. And the girl touched her. Like, what are you going to do? And I'm
and
she did. She showed her what she's going to do. And even little things like that, I had to quickly get on that same page because in my mind, I'm thinking, yeah, I'm teaching her right. Don't. But then when I get home and say, yes, you're in trouble. We can't do stuff
can't
like
be pushing people
back. You can't be pushing
even
people.
Even if they touch your stuff. You're thinking kind of, it's good for you, Carrington, but you can't do it.
Exactly. So, you wanted to keep that tenacity.
Right.
Because what is one day if a boy comes up and tries to touch her?
That's right.
So
you want your kids to defend yourself.
Yes,
we just have to walk that fine line of what's defending yourself and what's being aggressive.
Yeah. So it's always learning. Know what I mean?
That's right.
Parenting is fun. It's not
so
for the weary,
fun.
Not for the faint-hearted.
Not for the faint of heart. But we are out of time, but I want to thank you so much.
Yes,
for
always
today.
A pleasure to be
it's been
here.
Good
Monica.
To have you.
Thanks for watching Bridges.
Don't miss another episode of Bridges. Subscribe to our YouTube channel today where you can find all of Monica's latest teachings. Just visit youtube.com, search Monica Schmelter, and click subscribe. Once subscribed, click the bell icon to get notified when a new episode is available. Thanks for watching Bridges.
Don't give in. God's word says you're an overcomer. It takes training. It takes discipline. And so when you're fighting that good fight of the faith, you take your story, whatever it is, and you saturate it in faith and you fight for it.
Visit MonicaSchmelter.com to schedule Monica to speak at your next event.
If you want to grow your faith and understand God's word more fully, then MonicaSchmelter.com might be just the place for you. You'll find all of Monica's teachings on demand, complete with online extras. Get started today, because truth changes everything.
Hey,
Hey there, it's Nicole Eunice from the How to Study the Bible podcast, and I'd love to invite you to join us as we weekly discover a passage of God's Word together. From beginning to end, from principles to practicals, we are here to make sure that God's Word is powerful and relevant to your life. If that sounds like something you're looking for, I would love to invite you to subscribe. You can go to lifeaudio.com and search How to Study the Bible, and we'll see you there.